Hi, welcome to the first product management transition podcast series tagged Shay Make We Tell Them. And in plain English, that just means should we tell them? My name is Precious Shola Jinodu, PSJ for short. I love to be called a growth driver, and I am going to be your host today. Here today, we will be having unfiltered conversations about real work experiences and things you were not told about being a product manager. The Product Management Transition podcast series aims to provide practical insights and authentic experiences that budding product managers and soon-to-be product managers can identify with on their transition journey. And we believe that when our guests are the other PMs who will be joining us, doing this with us, shine their light, they will also give you permission to shine yours. This is particularly organized by Growth Hack Network. You can connect with us on social media for us to keep the conversation going. And in the description link of this podcast, you can see our social media handles so you can connect with us. Growth Hack Network is an organization that facilitates the growth of individuals across different spheres: personal development, career, academia, business. We are committed to helping people move to a higher version of upgrade in their lives in the shortest possible time by teaching, coaching, and mentoring. And this we're doing with you today sort of sits in with coaching. And this PM podcast series is under one of our expressions called Tech Growth Hack. And Tech Growth Hack is a solution that relieves and removes the pain point of individuals who are looking to transition into tech by furnishing them with the knowledge and support needed. Without further ado, let me introduce our guest for today. Our guest for today is Majemu Oluwa Olodola. She fits to or qualifies to be doing this with us today because I personally know a bit about her journey as a product manager. Majemu is an experienced product manager with a leading fintech company, Chaka, powering bodily investment for Africa. She's a process-driven individual with a passion for working with early and growth stage startups in building and scaling solutions that meet real needs. Prior to working with Chaka, she managed the startup engine at The Bulb Africa, where she provided product growth and business development support for startups in the startup engine. And with over 5 years of professional experience in the tech industry, Majemu is very passionate about helping people kickstart their tech career journey. And we're diving right here in right now. So get your notepad because she's going to be spilling practical insights. Hi, Majemu. How are you doing today?
Hi, Precious. Thanks for having me on this podcast. Yeah, I'm doing very well. How are you doing as well?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm so excited to have you. Such a delight, you know, to have you here. So let's just dive right into it. So tell us, I and the audience, everyone listening, tell us one fun fact about you.
In terms of fun facts, well, that's actually a good way to start this conversation. Thank God we're not like going into the deep stuff first. So I think fun fact about me would be, so outside work, when I'm not thinking about products or thinking about tech, you most likely catch me at the gym lifting weights and doing some bit of cardio at the legs, or you'd see me at a karaoke bar singing with my not so sweet voice and just having fun hanging out with friends. So yeah,
that sounds like so much fun. I mean, thanks for sharing with us. Okay, so I think my first question to you today will be that what comes to your mind when people say that they want to transition into tech product management?
Okay, that's a very interesting question. So I think first thing that comes to my mind is, okay, is this person just looking for like an easy route to move into tech, which, I mean, to some people, it might actually be a valid reason. So most times when people come to me and they're like, oh, I want to transition into tech product management, the first question I ask is why? Like, and you have to give me like a very like convincing reason, right? So you can't just tell me, oh, okay, I think I'm good with people. I like working with people. Or so I mean, I need to like know that, oh, you've done like really solid research. You know what the field is about. You sort of have an idea of what you're getting into. Even though personally I tried, because of course I would ask you like, why don't you consider coding or design? And I mean, you should be able to like now also give a convincing reason why, oh, having done your research, having looked at all of the different areas in tech, why you think product management is the role for you. So first thing that comes to mind is, okay, I hope this person has really done his or her research, and the person is just looking for an easy route to coming into tech. And also, does this person also know like the steps or how you need to like go about it, which is actually okay if you don't already know about it. But thankfully, with platforms like the Growth Hack Network, there are like tons of resources that would help you like understand the steps you need to take to be able to like transition into tech products management.
Thank you so much. So I hear you clearly. People, you have to be able to weigh if they have actually done their research before coming to the conclusion that they want to transition into tech product management. And I'll just ride on that to say that, what do you think people are not told when they want to go into product management? Because, you know, like you said earlier, people find it as a space to go into when they want to avoid coding. So what are the things people are not told before they try out product management?
Okay, so I think one of the things people are not told is, so in my opinion, I feel it's actually a bit harder breaking into product management. Right, so I mean, this is my point of view, right? So I think for like coding, software development, right? And say product design, right? I mean, with roles like that, you can easily, while learning, you're able to like build your portfolio. At least for like, as a product designer, you can easily just, you know, create designs for applications, write your use cases. And like, I mean, you have like something tangible you can show to be able to show that, oh, okay, I've learned and this is what I can deliver, right? Same for software development, right? Through your learning journey, you can, you know, build softwares, right? Create applications and the likes, and you can, you know, it's easier to like put together your portfolio, right? Well, for product management, it's actually not that easy, right? Putting together a portfolio, right? Because so, breaking into product management, especially getting that your first job or first internship, right, is usually not so easy. So I think that's one thing that, and I'm not saying it's
impossible.
Maybe impossible, yeah. I'm not saying it's impossible, right? But I mean, it's not as easy as maybe some people might have put it, right? So I mean, I think that's like one thing that I feel people are not told before they decide to like break into product management. Okay, so another thing that I think a lot of people are not told when they want to go into product management would be the fact that it's really important for them to have a good understanding of technical stuff. Right. I mean, as a tech product manager, right, you are building tech products pretty much, right? And you'll be working closely with really technical guys, working closely with your software developers. And it just gives you an edge when you have like a good understanding of some of these technical bits. And I don't mean you have to like go and start learning how to code, right? I really do not mean that. But I mean, high level, it's important for you to have a good grasp of you know, the technical side of things, so that it aids your communication with your developers, and it also helps you avoid collecting code Zobo from your developers, because developers are very good at preparing code Zobo and saving code Zobo. So if they say like, oh, this PM doesn't really like know the technical stuff, they can tell you, oh, okay, I'm consuming this endpoint and I'll need like 1 month to consume one endpoint, which, I mean, in reality, it wouldn't be so, right? So it's just to buttress my point that it's really important as a product manager for you to like have a good understanding of the technical side of things. And I mean, there are like a lot of resources that can help you on that. Like I mentioned, it doesn't mean you now have to like start learning how to code, start mm-hmm. learning front end, back end, mm-hmm. and all of those stuff. Right. I think another thing that people are not told is that, you know, and I think it's not just for product management, right? Any career in tech, it requires continuous learning. So you can't just, learn a few things before you start your career, you get a job, and that's like the end of your learning journey, right? Things change, especially in tech, like things change pretty fast. You need to like just stay updated, you have a good understanding of what's happening in the tech world, of best practices that are like springing up, you have understanding of what like people are building, of what people are building, right? Your knowledge is not just limited to what yourself or your company are building, right? You're able to like learn, if you need to take courses as well, doing that. You're joining communities, you're seeing how people are like sharing knowledge on Twitter as well. People are like, sharing knowledge and the like. But another thing that you just need to know, and I think that a lot of people are not told before they go into product management, is that you have to be given to continuous learning. The learning never stops. You just have to keep at it. Okay, I think the next thing I would talk about would be documentation. This is one part that I know I've met a number of PMs that are not really fans of like documentation or probably struggle with it, right? One of your core skills as a product manager is your communication skill. And that transcends not just your oral communication skill, right? How you're able to like, talk to people, and like your written communication skills is highly important as well, right? You need to be able to like document a lot of things, right? You're writing your PRDs, you're writing your user stories, acceptance criteria, you're putting together your product strategy document, right? You are writing such that anybody and everybody can understand what you are building or what you've built, right? So it's very important that writing skills, like it's just something that you just, if naturally you are not like someone that really likes writing, or you think you struggle with writing, right? I feel like it's something that you probably need to like pay attention to. If you need to like take a course or, learn how you can like improve your skill in that area. But that's one highly important skill that a product manager would need, that comes in handy for any product manager: your writing skills, your documentation skills, right? So then I think finally, I think last thing I'm going to share that I think people are not told when they want to go into product management would be, how much structure you have to put around your work, right? And how you have to do a lot of people management, right? I know I mentioned that your communication skill is one of like your most important skills as a product manager, but also your people management skill and your organization skill, which, I mean, I think in my early days as a product manager, it was something that I sort of like struggled with, that organization part, right? Like, I don't have all my, sorry, I want to use the S word. I don't have all my sheets figured out. And I have to like care about every other person's shit, and I have to like, put structure around it for everybody, right? And I'm having to like manage a lot of people's workflow, and the success or failure of your products pretty much lies in your hands as a product manager, right? Nobody's going to push you, the other people working on the products. I mean, it's your baby, so you're the one they are going to meet, right? So, and the fact that everybody's business becomes your business is something that, I mean, the beginning was quite like tough for me. Like, can't I just do my thing and just, but then I have to like be in every other person's business, and I have to carry every other person's matter on my head, and I have to be able to put proper structure to the work that we do collectively as a team, right? Design proper processes that can aid collaboration and can, ease the execution of whatever you guys are building. Then also the people management side, right? And I think under people management, another important thing that you have probably noted would be when you have to pay attention to conflict resolution, right? It's I feel like, I mean, at one point or the other, every product manager would have experienced it, where it's either you're having like someone who is not in the team that is not like collaborating well, and is just making you guys have like a tough time, and you probably have to like take actions because you can't let one person's I don't know the word to use now, but one person misbehavior or one person not acting right affects the productivity of every other teammates, right? And the onus falls on you to like say how you guys can take action or how you guys can just manage that situation. Then also, conflict resolution, you have different team members that probably not seeing eye to eye, or they're having some unnecessary beef. I mean, it happens, right? So you also have to like step in, see how, because at the end of the day, you're building your baby, and you just have to like everything it takes to make sure the development of your baby is a success. You just have to like make sure you have that covered. So I hope that sort of like answers the questions. The
Yes.
question, yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Majemu. So I hear you first on how difficult it is to build a portfolio. Another thing is people understanding PMs or PMs to be understanding technical jargons, PM, send my PR, merge my code, and all those things. Then to also avoid the code zobo. So if you don't understand what
Yes,
that,
mm-hmm.
it just means that because you're not technical, it's possible for software engineers to play around with you or in quotes give you technical lies of how long it will take them to do something or how complex something is, right? She also mentioned that it requires continuous learning. So you might just feel like you have taken one course and thank God I landed a PM internship. However, that's not the end. Like that's just like an inroad. Like it's just the beginning, right? She also mentioned about documentation. Everybody puts it on their CV that they have communication skills, right? I mean, let's keep it real here, right? As a PM, you need to sharpen your oral and written skills. Like it's big deal because your engineer will come to tell you that you didn't write something down.
Exactly, it's not part
That's
of the
why it was not
requirement, so
implemented.
that's
Exactly, right? So you have to pay attention to your written skills. Then she spoke about how you have to put structure around your work and the work that every other person on your team does, as well as people management on the side of conflict resolution. So, thank you so much, Majemo. I'm just going to ride on that because you mentioned that it's possible that you are doing a lot of things because it's your baby, right? Every mother will want to do everything to take care of her child, right? So the child is not so well, you want to take care of the child. Maybe some people are making noise around the child and you need the child to sleep or get rest. You want to ensure that the distractions are away. So my next question to you now would be, do you really find it difficult explaining to people what you do? Because a PM sometimes sounds like somebody who does
a lot of things that does not even show
a lot of things and nothing.
Yeah, exactly, right? So tell me, do you find it difficult explaining to people what you do?
So, I mean, it depends on, like, who is asking, right? So, I mean, if it's someone that really doesn't, like, know what product management is or doesn't really have knowledge about tech that asks. So, I actually do not really find it so difficult, you know, explaining to people what I do. I think my hack is always using that illustration. Actually, if you know, yeah, I'm sure like you probably will be familiar with it, where you have, you know, those three circles and you have UX,
yeah,
careers on one, you have business on one, and you have tech on one, and you know, like the intersection,
yes,
of the three circles is where you now have the, you have product management in. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much what I used to so that's like my go-to illustration to explain what product management is or what I do as a product manager, right? So I'm pretty much like the intersection, you know, between the user experience side of things, the business side, and of course the tech. So we're the ones making sure all of this circle is or like wheels, right? They're like moving, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. they're moving together and they're like aligned pretty much, even though it might still like sound vague, but then yeah. now it needs to like drill deeper.
Yeah,
I can now start drilling deeper and now giving you like details about what we do as product managers, then you know, walk you through like maybe like the software development life cycle,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know, mm-hmm. let you understand the role we play as product managers across this journey or across this life cycle. So I really do not find it so difficult explaining to people what they do as a product okay. manager.
Cool. So good to hear, right? I'm just going to lay out the next two questions on the last thing you said, because you know, sometimes I've had people, you know, experience the difficulty of, you know, telling people what they do, or you know, there's this mindset that devs have, right? I mean, the people who code, and they feel like PMs don't really do anything, they just chase people, right? And they'd be like, what are you guys really doing? You just chase people, we're the ones yeah. doing the work. So what's the most difficult thing about being a product manager?
That's a very serious question. So I think for me, the most difficult thing about being a product manager is the fact that a lot of decision making lies on you,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you're just like, God, yeah, like sometimes you're going to bed and you think, oh God, how are we going to solve this problem? How do we solve this? How do we make this thing easier for users? And mm-hmm. that's like what is just playing on your mind. And you know, everybody is counting on you to like come up with a solution. You need to make decision about, okay, how do we or what or how do we implement a certain, like maybe a certain feature, right? There are different options or different ways you can go about it, but then everybody is relying on you as a product manager. And of course, you are the one, like, you know, setting the product's vision. You know, you are in charge of like the product roadmap, mm-hmm. Product mm-hmm. strategy and legs. And, you know, it's just making some of these critical decisions, the fact that it just lies on you and everybody just feels like, oh, you should know.
Yeah.
You should know the answer, right? I think to me, that's like one of the most difficult thing about being a product manager. Like, and you just have to like make, you have your decision, make, you just have to make those decisions. You have to call the shots because that's part of your job, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think for me, that's like, one of the most difficult things for me.
Okay, thank you very much. You want to speak to the fact of how people should handle software engineers downplaying on what product managers do?
So I mean, it depends on you know, organization and likes, right? So first of all, I'm of the opinion that, you know, people have like a right to their own like opinions or thoughts, right? But yeah. then as a product manager, right, you can then now, so I mean, first off, you know why a lot of engineers get away with this is because when they tell like those, or they try to like crack, because most times they want to say it as jokes, right, most times PMs, you yourself, you can't even like defend or like now actually pinpoint or say what and what you do and what value you're bringing to the team, right? So I think it still boils down to the product manager understanding and being able to like communicate. You know, we talked about your communication skills, right? So being able to like communicate what you do as a product manager, the role you play, the value you bring, and you know, mm-hmm. how life will probably be difficult without you in the picture. So yeah, I mean, it just boils down to you being able to like communicate effectively what you do.
Okay, thank you so much. So Majema said that one of the most difficult things for her being a product manager is because, or is the fact that a lot of decision making rests on her, and just to manage your expectations, I just needed her to speak to the last thing she said, because it's possible that when you start your journey as a product manager, a lot of imposter syndromes here and there, and it's be amplified by some people you are working with thinking that you're not really doing anything. The onus is on you to be able to articulate your value per time and communicate your value. Do not be offended at all, because you'll definitely experience it. You'll definitely experience it. Okay, so my next question for you, Majemi, is does a person's course of study impact on whether they can transition into product management and excel at it?
I mean, I feel like that, like it's a big no, and not just product management, any career path in tech, right? Go on LinkedIn, go and check check people's background, and you'd see that you know, a lot of people have like backgrounds, or like they've studied courses that are in no way related to tech, and you know, they're excelling in their career mm-hmm. in tech. So not just product management, any career path in tech, your course of study, even though it could help, but it's not really like the major determinant on how you excel at your career path.
Okay, thank you so much. So that's it, because you studied maybe foreign languages or microbiology. There are a lot of people that have studied non-related courses in their degree, and there are even people who did not bag a degree and are currently in product management. So it's not a determinant factor. As she said, it can be something that can enhance it. However, it's not a determinant factor. So I have just two more questions for you. So the question before the last will be for you to just share from your heart what your journey has been like since the inception. And because I know in Nigeria today, there's no university that actually offers the course product management or tech product management. So what has your journey been like since inception?
Okay. That's interesting. So, I mean, since I started my career as a product manager, how do I explain the journey? I mean, it hasn't like been like a perfectly smooth ride, right? But I think I'll just talk about things that have helped me to like just navigate and, you know, just keep figuring things out as I move along. Would be, first off, you know, communities, right? Being part of like a couple of products management related communities where you're able to network with other product managers. You're able to share your struggles. I know there's this community I'm in that people in products, right? So we usually have like this weekly check-in calls where, you know, different people just come like, how was your week? What are like the major headaches you're facing? And, you know, you share, and other product managers are able to, like, you know, just share ideas or say you're facing a problem or a challenge at your role, and other product managers are able to like give you ideas on how you can solve or like give you solutions and the like. So, you know, having that community, it helps. Then also, I would say, even though it's something that I'm actually also still trying to get better at, would be, you know, building in public, right? Putting yourself out there. I personally, I struggle with, you know, when it comes to like, say, posting on LinkedIn, even posting on Twitter, like, I really struggle with it. But, I mean, it's something that I know helps a lot, right? I've gotten, should I say, opportunities that just comes from recommendations, right? And those recommendations would only come because people know you do this, and you know, they sort of know like you're good at this, right? So that's why, you know, putting yourself out there helps a lot. And like I mentioned, you know, continuous learning, doing a lot of research, right? So I mean, I think like for anybody in any career path, right, the age and time we're in, we're really living the life, because at your fingertip, any information you need, anything you need to learn, like you can easily just pick it up, right? So I think another thing that's really helped me on my journey is just, you know, just wanting to like, you know, get better, like not trying to like get relaxed at whatever position I'm in, but just, you know, constantly trying to like, you know, learn more. I have friends that would always just send random links, right? Random links to maybe articles, or maybe there's like a new product, like really interesting products, you know, just or tech news and the likes, right? And, you know, just keeping myself abreast with what's going on in the tech space, in the product space, and also personally taking our time to like take courses in areas where. So I remember when I started, I wasn't really strong on the, you know, analytics side. I'm not really a fan of numbers, right? Or I used to not be a fan of numbers. But I knew that, okay, to be able to do well in my role, I can't keep saying I'm not good at numbers or I'm not a fan, right? So I had to, like, you know, take out time, take courses on, you know, analytics, got to learn how to use, you know, tools like Mixpanel, Excel, you know, do some, you know, complex stuff on Excel and the likes. Because I just, even writing, if I had to, like, there was time I had to, like, take a course on writing. Not because I don't know how to write or I didn't learn ABC, but just because I just really wanted to, like, you know, get better, you know, churn out quality stuff, right? So, continuous learning is also something that has helped. Then I think another thing that I've actually also enjoyed doing is, you know, helping other people that are like, you know, trying to like maybe get into tech. So not just product management, right? I try to mentor. So even if you want to like learn coding, you want to learn design, I'm able to like, you know, mentor and, you know, just help groom you onto maybe like to the point where you can maybe like get like an internship or like your first. So it's just something that's I think there's a quote that one of my friends is always saying, that when it gets easy for you, try to make it easy for others, right? So that's like one thing that I've just also been trying to do along my journey. And yeah, I think finally would be just not getting too comfortable with whatever position you're in, and, you know, just striving to get better, keep growing in your career ladder, and just keep being badass at what you do.
Okay, thank you so much. So she shared with us, try to be part of PM communities, build in public, and continuous learning. Don't ever get comfortable, I beg your pardon, with any stage you are, whether you get to your intermediate level, mid-level in career. Do not get comfortable. We are in a knowledge era, and what you knew yesterday might not work today anymore. Okay, so my last question has been more than 30 minutes of draining amazing insights from you, Majemo. Thanks for doing this with us. So my last question now would be, something that comes to me every time when people reach out to me to say, what's this product management thing about? Okay, I've been trying to take courses, I've been trying to read, and they're like, getting internship and experience to land a job is one of the biggest questions that budding and enthusiastic PMs have. So what solution can you sort of prefer to this?
That's a very interesting question, because it's actually the reality for a lot of people trying to break into product management. And in all sincerity, I really wish I had, like, you know, a straightforward answer, like, okay, do this, you get your internship, and like, but because I also have like a lot of people that are, you know, trying to like get internships and the likes, and you know, the pool or the numbers just keeps increasing. But mm-hmm. one thing that I would just recommend would just be, you know, see if you can volunteer, right? You could shoot. Okay, so when I, you know, started like my journey in tech, my first set of jobs were, they came like through cold mails, right? So look for companies that I think I would love to be a part of and compose this heartfelt cold mail, right? And, you know, just shoot it at as many people as I can from the company on LinkedIn. And somehow, I would at least get to the point where I get an interview and hopefully get a job. And like, so, I mean, that's one method you can try, right? Cold mailing. And also, don't be scared to like volunteer while you're still waiting for that actual job that you're looking for. Just so you can have things that, because for product management, the important thing is to show. So beyond like, oh, I've taken this course, I've taken this 1 month course, you know, just showing that, oh, okay, I've done something, right? It sort of gives you an edge over like people that they just only have like, the course or bootcamp as mm-hmm. like the only thing to show, right? Mm-hmm. So even if it's for you to volunteer, you have friends that are trying to build things. Mm-hmm. Just reach out, even mm-hmm. if they are not your friend. You have people, you've seen someone is building, or somebody said somebody is building something. Just reach out. You want to volunteer, and I mean, I know people that, you know, start out volunteering, then mm-hmm. later, like, they're just, okay, I think we can give this person some bit of stipends, and mm-hmm. then just change it into like an internship, and from there mm-hmm. you can like just find your way. So I think those are like, from top of my head, the advice I could give.
Wow. Thank you so much, Majemo. We are really glad to feast on this wisdom. And I'm glad in advance for as many people who will be listening to this, you know, in the future. I'm sure that they will find a thing or two valuable to hold on as weapons or as an anchor while they're transitioning to product management, or while they're still trying to thrive or navigate their PM career. Okay, thanks so much everyone for listening in. We have put together a PM transition guide that can help you on your journey while you're trying to explore and navigate the field of tech product management. You can download it on bit.ly/PM transition, everything in lowercase. The link will also be attached in the description part of this podcast. And if you want our guests to speak to any of your questions, please drop it in the comment section or send it to us via a DM across any of our social media handles. We will be sure to respond to you. Thank you for listening in all through. They say that when you know better, you do better. So I'm sure that you are going to do better with what you know better. See you in the next podcast series. Bye.
Bye.